Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Amerant Bancorp, also known by its ticker AMTB. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, you're in the right place. Today we're diving deep into this regional banking player to uncover what makes it tick, what's holding it back, and where it might be headed. Let's break it down together with a full SWOT analysis, some fresh insights from recent earnings, and a look at the bigger picture for your portfolio. Grab a coffee, and let's get started. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Amerant Bancorp is a bank holding company headquartered in the U.S., operating primarily in the financial services sector, with a focus on commercial and retail banking. They've got a solid footprint, managing billions in assets, and they're part of the broader banking industry, which, as we all know, can be a roller coaster depending on economic cycles. With a team of dedicated employees and a presence in key markets, they're not a household name like some of the big national banks, but they've carved out a niche in their space. Now, let's talk about what's been happening with Amerant lately before we jump into the nitty-gritty. Looking at recent performance, Amerant Bancorp has shown some mixed signals across different timeframes. Short-term, the stock has had its ups and downs over the past few weeks and months, but when we zoom out to a longer horizon, like the past year or even 5 years, we see a story of resilience in a competitive sector. Compared to industry trends in financial services, they're keeping pace in some areas but lagging in others, which we'll unpack soon. On the news front, there hasn't been any earth-shattering headlines recently, but the latest earnings call from Q2 2025 gave us plenty to chew on. Think asset growth, loan portfolio updates, and some strategic moves that could shape their future. Stick with me as we dive into those details through our SWOT framework to see how this plays out for a long-term investor like yourself. Strengths: solid asset base. Let's kick things off with a big positive. According to their latest earnings call summary from Q2 2025, Amerant Bancorp reported total assets of $10.3 billion. That's a hefty balance sheet for a regional player, giving them a strong foundation to weather economic storms and fund growth initiatives. For long-term investors, this kind of stability in a bank's core is a green flag. Earnings metrics. Digging into the income statement data, we see consistent revenue streams and net income figures that, while not explosive, show they're keeping the lights on and then some. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding steady, suggesting they're managing costs effectively in a high interest rate environment, a key strength in this sector. Operational focus. From the earnings call, it's clear Amerant is laser-focused on optimizing their deposit composition and improving operational efficiency through tech and process upgrades. This isn't just lip service. It's the kind of forward thinking that can drive margins higher over time, which is music to the ears of anyone holding for the long haul. Another bright spot is their dividend yield. Based on the latest metrics, they're offering a decent payout to shareholders, which adds a nice layer of passive income potential for those of us looking at steady returns alongside capital appreciation. Weaknesses: mixed performance against peers. Now let's not sugarcoat things. When we stack Amerant's stock performance against the broader financial services sector, they're not exactly leading the pack. Over the past few months, their returns have been a bit lackluster compared to industry averages, which could signal some underlying challenges in gaining market share or investor confidence. Debt levels. Looking at their balance sheet, the debt-to-equity ratio raises an eyebrow. It's not catastrophic, but it's higher than I'd like to see for a bank in a rising rate environment. Too much leverage can bite hard if economic conditions tighten, and that's something long-term investors need to keep on their radar. Valuation concerns. On the valuation front, their price-to-earnings ratio isn't screaming undervalued right now. Even when we look at forward PE estimates, the numbers suggest the market might be pricing in more growth than Amerant can realistically deliver in the near term. For savvy investors, this could mean waiting for a better entry point. Limited geographic diversification. While their revenue by region shows a strong domestic focus, there's not much in the way of international exposure. This can be a double-edged sword. Great for focus, but it leaves them vulnerable to localized economic downturns, something to consider if you're betting on them for decades. Opportunities. Loan portfolio growth. Flipping to the brighter side, the Q2 2025 earnings call highlighted growth in their loan portfolio, particularly in commercial real estate and consumer loans. If they can keep this momentum going without sacrificing credit quality, it could be a major driver of revenue growth. For long-term investors, this is a trend worth watching as it ties directly to their top line. Tech and efficiency gains. Management's emphasis on technology investments and process improvements is a big opportunity. Banking is becoming more digital by the day, and if Amerant can streamline operations and enhance customer experience, they could steal market share from slower competitors. Think of this as planting seeds now for harvests in the next 5 to 10 years. Interest rate tailwinds. While rates can be a challenge, they can also be a boon for banks if managed well. With their current asset base, Amerant is positioned to potentially benefit from higher net interest margins if they play their cards right. This isn't a short-term play, but over a longer horizon, it could pad their profitability. Market expansion. There's room for Amerant to grow their footprint, whether through organic branch expansion or strategic acquisitions. Their earnings call didn't mention anything concrete here, but with their asset size, they've got the muscle to explore new markets, which could diversify revenue streams down the line. Threats. Economic sensitivity. Let's get real. Banks like Amerant live and die by the economy. Any hint of a recession or a sharp downturn in their key markets could hit loan demand and credit quality hard. For long-term investors, this macro risk is always lurking, and it's something you've got to price into your strategy. Competitive pressure. The financial services sector is a shark tank. Bigger national banks and nimble fintechs are constantly eating into regional players' lunch. Amerant's earnings call didn't mention losing ground, but their middling performance compared to industry benchmarks suggests they're feeling the heat. Regulatory headwinds. Banking is one of the most regulated industries out there, and any tightening of rules around capital requirements or lending practices could squeeze margins. There's no specific news on this for Amerant right now, but it's a sector-wide threat that could impact their growth plans. Interest rate volatility. While higher rates can be an opportunity, sudden shifts or prolonged high rates could also stress their balance sheet, especially with that debt load I mentioned earlier. This kind of uncertainty can spook investors in the short term, even if you're playing the long game. All right, let's tie this all together. Amerant Bancorp has some solid strengths, like a hefty asset base and a focus on operational efficiency, that make it a contender for long-term portfolios. But it's not without its warts. Debt levels and middling performance against peers are real concerns. On the flip side, opportunities like loan growth and tech investments could be game changers if executed well, though threats like economic downturns and competition are ever present in this space. For a long-term retail investor, I'd say Amerant is worth keeping on your watch list, especially if you're into dividend plays and believe in the stability of regional banks. But tread carefully. Those valuation metrics and macro risks mean this isn't a slam dunk buy at any price. Keep an eye on their next few quarters, especially how they manage that loan portfolio and debt, to see if they can turn potential into performance. Thanks for sticking with me through this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions in the comments. I'd love to hear what you think about Amerant Bancorp's future. Until next time, keep building that wealth, and I'll see you in the next video.